it's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
When I see Kamal Haddon go to the Kansas City Chiefs and I see Jalen Wright go to the Miami Dolphins, it just makes me happy because Tennessee players and Tennessee fans have gone under so much scrutiny and so much duress over the past decade. I'm happy for Jalen Wright and Kamal Haddon, to be real honest with you.
Yeah. So I agree. And I'm going to start this, so I just closed our poll question of the last one over whether or not you will root for Joe Milton, and 81% said yes. So we have a new poll question up, guys. Please bring it up. And it is, which former Vol had the best landing spot in the NFL? And I wrote Jalen Wright, Joe Milton, Kamal Haddon, or an undrafted free agent. Please vote. And also on Twitter, if you name undrafted free agent, please name the undrafted free agent in the comments. Nobody's saying Joe Milton so far, and they're all right. It's down to Jalen Wright or Kamal Haddon. Jalen Wright is in an amazing situation. There are one, Miami loves the speeding running backs, so they're going to turn you into a Pro Bowler. They have two other speeding running backs on the roster right now. Jalen Wright will be part of a three-headed monster where he'll make an impact. But Dave, here's what's crucial about this with Jalen Wright, and here's what's crazy about it. Jalen Wright can rack up yards at Miami while avoiding being run into the ground. And here's why. This is something that's very interesting. Mm-hmm. So Devon Akane and Raheem Mostert are the two headed monsters at the position right now. Okay. Mostert's contract is up in 2026 and Akane's is up in 2027. Wright's would be up in 2028. So let's think about this for a minute. Wright will spend time his first two years in the NFL being third in carries on the team in carries, not taking too many hits. He'll spend his third year being second on the team in carries. And then on his contract year, he'll be getting the bulk of the carries, which will secure him to get a giant contract right after that without being run into the ground. Isn't that the perfect situation if you're Jalen Wright?
Yes, but you know the NFL is going to try to use and abuse him, run him into the ground, and then ship him off after that initial contract. You know they're going to try to do that. Now, does he prove that he's of the Saquon Barkley or Ezekiel Elliott level to get that second big contract? I don't know. But I will tell you this. I would rather take my shot as a running back in Miami with that offense that put up 70 last year. And I was like, double take. Is that right? That one of the best offenses we've seen in recent memory. I'd rather take my shot there than being in Kansas City. Nothing wrong with that program, obviously, but it just seems tailor-made in South Florida for Jalen.
I mean, oh, it does. It does. And you know, the weather, I mean, it's perfect. The offense, that's what I was saying though. The offense is a perfect fit for Wright. But then there's also just the fact that, like, Wright will be the third string back his first 2 years there and still pick up yards as a third string back, by the way. So he's not going to get abused the way you think. He won't get abused until his final year. And by the way, your contract year is the year you want to get abused and run into the ground, right? Because that's the year you want to get a big contract. So yeah. I think this is run perfectly well, but are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
You tell me if I'm crazy, Dave. Kamal Haddon is still in a better spot.
No, he's not. No, he's not. I feel like you're throwing this one out there just to be contradictory. Give me one reason. I don't know. I'm asking.
I will give you multiple reasons why Kamal Haddon is in a better spot. First of all, the Chiefs are going to be a little bit biased to Kamal Haddon. And there's a reason for that. There's two reasons. One, the legacy of defensive backs at Kansas City. A man by the name of Eric Berry. That's part of it. Mm-hmm. But the other big reason, there's this other sixth-round guy they took from Tennessee who fell to the sixth round because of injury issues, just like Kamal Haddon. And
I think he's Trey. Is it Trey or three or what is it?
His name is Trey.
Yeah. He ended up being pretty good.
Should have been a Trey round pick because that's a third round pick. But instead he fell to the sixth round. And he's now considered the biggest draft steal in the NFL on the offensive line.
If this were the Tennessee Titans, I would be on board with their leaning towards picking Tennessee players. But if you're suggesting they want a Tennessee pipeline like the Eagles want Georgia players, then Dylan says crazy Caleb needs to put the bottle down again. And I can't say that I'm arguing with him. What is in that coffee mug there, Caleb?
Cocaine. I'm kidding. but there's one other gigantic point. Steve Spagnuolo, the Chiefs defensive coordinator, his favorite thing to do is develop defensive backs that are late round draft picks. That's what he's famous for. That's who Kamal Haddon is going to play for. They're going, because of Steve Spagnuolo, who's off defense, they are going to be totally laser focused on trying to make Kamal Haddon work. And so I'm telling you guys.
Well, Cobb agrees with you, so you're not all by your lonesome. I guess it depends on what you would rather do. You're going to be, if you take care of your money, you're going to be rich either way, right? So would you rather live in South Beach and be a part of what could seriously be like a generational, like the greatest show on turf type of offense, and they could have that sort of run? Would you rather be a part of that, which may or may not win you championships, or would you rather go to the Chiefs, whereas if you stay for 3 to 5 years, you're probably going to win a championship? Me, personally, I would take the championship. But –
Oh, I would Jalen absolutely Wright, take the championship.
Jalen Wright has to get his family paid too, right?
Yes, Jalen Wright absolutely has to get paid. Also, cornerbacks get paid, probably are better off getting long-term deals than running backs. I mean, I'm just saying, Kamal Haddon's not going to be running to the ground. You can, and you know this, Dave, you can develop as a cornerback into a system and then get deals. I mean, Emmanuel Mosley's a former Tennessee player who did that. And so I'm just going to tell you, Kamal Haddon is in a better spot. Y'all can think I'm crazy. That doesn't mean Jalen Wright's not in a great spot, though. They're both in good spots. Joe Milton is not.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumba. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
But Joe Milton's not in a bad spot. Joe Milton's just not a very good quarterback. And that's the last thing I'm ever going to say about Joe Milton. But it's just that's it. I mean, he's just – would there have been a great spot for him? What's a great spot?
Buffalo. Buffalo would have been a great spot for him. Because Buffalo, if there's anybody that could turn Joe Milton into a good quarterback, Sean McDermott could. Because Sean McDermott turned Josh Allen into a good quarterback.
Buffalo would have been a good pick, and he could sit behind Josh Allen, and you would think learn. You would certainly think. So that would be a good pick, but where else? We're talking about one franchise. That to me means a player's extremely limited.
Oh, he's absolutely extremely limited. We know that. That's why you have to get – there are – you know, it's funny. You say everywhere, somewhere, nowhere guys for recruiting. You kind of got to do that with quarterbacks, right? There's everywhere, somewhere, nowhere guys. There are guys that I don't care, like Peyton Manning. Wherever he went is going to be good. You throw the coach out and you say, let Peyton Manning run the offense and give him an offseason, right? And he'll make him good. There are somewhere stars at quarterback. When I say the word somewhere stars, what I mean is quarterbacks who, if they're not in the right situation, they are flameouts. But if they're in a good situation, they could be stars. I think of like Cam Newton was a perfect situation. Mike Shula worked perfectly with Cam Newton at Carolina. He became a star. I say this, Dave, this is crazy. Maybe Ryan Leaf could have been a star had he gone to a better situation. I mean, honestly, he had the talent to be great.
Well, it's not the example I would have used, but there are examples like that. There certainly are. I don't think he wanted to be an NFL quarterback. I think he wanted everything that goes along with being an NFL quarterback, which is a little bit
That's
different.
Fair. That is fair.
I think now, Peyton Manning wanted to be an NFL quarterback, and he didn't give a damn about Manning cast or whatever may be down the road. Ryan Leaf, the reports, you can believe what you want to, kind of tanked with the Colts so that he could live in San Diego. That to me, even if that's a thing, and I've heard him talk about it, and he's admitted to it, that to me, to not want to be the number one pick in the first round is reason enough to take Manning over to leave.
He says Bill Polian lied on him for that, though. He says Bill Polian is a liar, basically. He says
I've heard him admit that he did not want to go to Indianapolis, that he wanted to go to San Diego and drug his feet a little bit.
Okay, well, and maybe not the best word given what he ended up getting addicted to, but given his demons, he said drug. But I get what you're saying with that. I think that, okay, but you know what I'm talking about, though, right? Now, you're right. There are some quarterbacks like, look, Jamarcus Russell would have been a flame out anywhere because Jamarcus Russell was the ultimate disgrace of a human to play quarterback in the NFL. And I would never.
Yeah, but I want to get back to Joe Milton. So go ahead.
Yeah, and that's where I was going to go with Joe Milton. Most of these nowhere quarterbacks with raw physical abilities, they're nowhere quarterbacks because they're lazy and just terrible people, and they just want the money and they don't care.
But Caleb, what I want to ask you is, do you agree with my assessment that he is not going to be a guy that carries a clipboard around for 6 to 8 years? He's either going to hit, something's going to go good for him, or he's going to be over it.
Yes,
it's been a long NFL path for a guy that's just in his mid-20s.
Yes, the talent is too raw. The talent is way too raw to where if he's carrying a clipboard, someone's going to be like, we got to put this guy in.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.